It's Monday, June 20th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Wednesday, Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys sent a letter to inform officials at a West Jordan, Utah high school that they unlawfully discriminated against a group of conservative students. The letter, sent on behalf of the Turning Point USA chapter at Copper Hills High School and student Matthew Parkinson, a member of the group, explains how school officials censored the group's speech and denied them the same rights that the school provides to other student groups in violation of the First Amendment and the Equal Access Act. ADF legal counsel Matthew Hoffman said, quote, "Students of any political, religious, or ideological persuasion should be able to freely and peacefully speak with their fellow students about their views," end quote. Despite the fact that the chapter received the school's pre-approval to set up a table at lunch to share its conservative views with other students, school officials abruptly shut down the table and took down their posters. Turning Point USA has 1,000 student-led chapters at high schools and colleges throughout America. Micah 6 verse 8 asks, "What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." On Fox News, Tucker Carlson called out COVID-infected Dr. Anthony Fauci for his handling of the pandemic and critiqued his past comments on the virus.
As Dr. Fauci told us, there were two things we needed to know about this pandemic of the unvaccinated and the COVID shot that could fix it. First was that the vaccine absolutely prevents COVID infection.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
Simple. So take the shot and you're never getting COVID. Done. We'll get it. The second thing that Dr. Fauci told us was that Pfizer had made something far more impressive than your own body. Pfizer was smarter than nature. Natural immunity was a joke compared to the COVID vaccine.
It is, as we've said, a pandemic and an outbreak of the unvaccinated.
That was Dr. Fauci's message. It's still his message, despite the fact that yesterday, Dr. Fauci announced that he himself has been infected with the coronavirus. That's right. Dr. Fauci is COVID positive. Despite double masking outside, despite skipping Christmas, despite his strict regimen of celibacy and no handshaking, despite 4 separate COVID vaccine shots, Dr. Fauci got sick anyway.
Carlson wondered what Fauci's positive COVID status reveals about all of the propaganda he's been spewing since the beginning of the pandemic.
Now, this seems like an important moment. What does it mean? It means we need more vaccines. Fauci delivered that message today without flinching.
This virus is changing. And we need to keep up with it. In order to do that, we've got to do better with new vaccine platforms, such as nanoparticle vaccines. We cannot proceed with that unless we get additional funding. Importantly, we need to both prevent infection and transmission.
Okay, so testifying on the need for vaccines from isolation, having been infected after getting 4 of them. Quote, "We need to both prevent infection and transmission." But wait a second, said skeptics. Weren't the first 4 vaccine shots supposed to prevent infection and transmission? Isn't that why you fired all those nurses and pilots and Navy SEALs? Shouldn't you acknowledge the lie you told for years and apologize to them? Give them back their jobs with damages and grovel before them begging for forgiveness before you move on to yet another mandatory vaccine?
James Cash Penney, the founder of the national JCPenney stores, would be horrified that his good name is being used to promote sexual perversion. First, a quick overview of his life. In 1907, at age 32, Penney owned 3 stores. By 1929, he had expanded to 1,400 stores nationwide. Most of this work was halted when the stock market crash of 1929 and the Great Depression left Penney in financial ruin. After the crash, Penney lost virtually all of his personal wealth and borrowed against his life insurance policies to help the company meet its payroll. The financial setbacks took a toll on his health, and he checked himself into the Battle Creek Sanitarium for treatment. After hearing the hymn, "God Will Take Care of You," written by Sevilla Durfee Martin, being sung at a service in the hospital's chapel, he became a born-again Christian. Tragically, the JCPenney chain is pushing the homosexual agenda in direct violation of the Christian faith of its founder, James Cash Penney. In promotional pictures, the chain featured associates Jeff Hill and his faux husband Jesse Hill wearing the Pride and Perversion collection by JCPenney. Both homosexual men are wearing rainbow-colored socks, as well as T-shirts that read, quote, "always being me," end quote, in which the word "me" is colored with the rainbow colors. The so-called Hope and Wonder merchandise can be purchased through JCPenney, which promises to donate the proceeds to provide scholarships for sexually perverted youth. Other JCPenney-endorsed merchandise features the absurd slogan, quote, "Love is love," end quote, which attempts to equate God-given love between husband and wife with the abomination of a sinful sexual relationship between two homosexuals. To express your outrage, send a letter to CEO Mark Rosen, JCPenney, 821 North Central Expressway, Plano, Texas, 75075. You can call 972-578-8666 or post a Facebook comment through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Ephesians 5:11 declares, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, 11 Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Lori in New Waverly, Texas, who gave $20, Mark in Burnett, Texas, who gave $40, and Jeffrey in Sevierville, Tennessee, who gave $50. We're grateful to Gina in Madison, Alabama, Ben in Fort Worth, Texas, and Leanne in Zeeland, North Dakota, each of whom gave $100, as well as Danielle in Brighton, Colorado, who gave $150. And we praise God for Joshua in Hortense, Georgia, who gave $518.37, Alan in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, who gave $600, as well as Michelle in Longmont, Colorado, and James in Lenoir, North Dakota, both of whom pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600 each. Those 11 new gifts total $2,878.37. Ready for our new grand total? Drumroll, please. $46,638.37. That means we need to raise $10,361.63 toward our $57,000 goal by this Friday, June 24th. We still need to find 5 Worldview listeners to pledge $100 per month for 12 months, 4 people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, and 8 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com. Click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully investing the resources that God has entrusted to you to keep this Christian newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 20th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.